Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, COVID-19 telah membanjiri industri perawatan lansia Australia. Sebuah panti jompo di Queensland telah menjadi sorotan untuk masalah yang dihadapi sektor ini. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Claire Slattery untuk SBS News. Fasilitas perawatan lansia Jetta Garden di Logan, sebelah selatan Brisbane, memiliki 82 staf dan 100 lansia, kini telah terinfeksi COVID-19. Sampai saat ini, 15 penghuninya telah meninggal dunia. Negara persemakmuran telah mengenakan tindakan pengaturan dan menunjuk seorang penasihat terhadap fasilitas itu. Menteri Dalam Negeri Karen Andrews memegang elektorat di daerah McPherson yang terletak di sebelah Logan. Ia mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa keadaan di fasilitas itu sepertinya sangat memprihatinkan.
I was horrified when I was reading about what was happening at that aged care facility. And look, let's be clear. These people are very vulnerable members of our community, and no one wants to see them in dire situations, which seems to be what's happening at that facility now.
Namun, Perserikatan Perawat Negara Bagian itu mengatakan situasi yang mengerikan itu sebenarnya dapat dicegah oleh pemerintah federal. Sekretaris Serikat Perawat dan Bidan Queensland, Beth Mole, mengatakan mereka telah mendengar kekhawatiran dari anggotanya tentang beban kerja yang tidak dapat bertahan lama di Jetta Gardens sejak Juli tahun lalu.
Recently we had a situation where there was one registered nurse on duty for over 170 residents on one shift. I mean, that is just beyond unsafe. It is just totally ridiculous.
Beth Mole mengatakan pemerintah federal perlu segera memperkenalkan standar minimum kepegawaian di fasilitas perawatan lansia di Australia.
So right now there's not even a requirement for one registered nurse to be on duty 24 hours a day, and that is just totally unacceptable. So there is what's happening right now at Jetta Gardens could be happening anywhere across the country, and what we need urgently is to increase the number of staff that are working in our nursing homes, but also to make sure that we've got sufficient nursing to make sure that people are kept safe, because right now they are not.
Pemerintah Queensland juga menuding pemerintah federal karena kurangnya penyediaan booster COVID-19 untuk penghuni panti jompo. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Wakil Premier Queensland, Stephen Miles.
These facilities, the staff and the residents should all be double vaccinated and boosted. Now they're not. We know they're not because it's coming through in the death figures. We can't get data though to tell us how many residents have been boosted, which aged care facilities are all boosted, which are below targets, where the Commonwealth has been and where they haven't been. And so it's very difficult to see where we can assist. We've requested that data. It hasn't been provided to us.
Namun, Menteri Federal Karen Andrews mengatakan pemerintah telah menangani masalah yang dihadapi oleh Jetta Garden tersebut.
The Health Department is certainly involved. The Quality and Safety Commission is involved. They've issued those directions. Management has to step up. It has to deal with the training issues that are there. We will look at what we need to do with bringing in part of the surge workforce directly into there, because the situation that is happening at that facility cannot be allowed to continue.
Di seluruh Australia, wabah COVID telah merebak di lebih dari 1.100 fasilitas perawatan lansia, sementara lebih dari 5.000 penghuni dan lebih dari 6.000 staf saat ini terjangkit virus tersebut. Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai perebakan wabah COVID terhadap lebih dari 1.000 fasilitas perawatan lansia di Australia. Laporan tersebut disusun oleh Claudia Fahad dan Claire Slattery untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.